You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Perhaps a step back in Sturtevant. The decision on changing policing in the village may be delayed as the village board considers contracts with the Racine County Sheriff or Mount Pleasant Police. There's an interim village administrator in Sturtevant. He says maybe they should wait until they get a full-timer in the position. That interim administrator says it would give the public more time to opine. Plans for a passenger rail line connecting Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha has been discussed for decades, with the most recent serious discussions stalling in 2011. Now the new MARC Commission aims to revisit the idea, though it just remains a concept at this point. The city councils of the cities involved need to approve the commission creation. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley is clarifying that FEMA's visit is to assess flood damage, not distribute aid. It's a required step before federal assistance can be considered. Crawley says the county is working closely with state officials to document all losses. Flooding in Milwaukee and Waukesha has forced John's Disposal to pause yard waste pickup in Wind Point this week. They say they need to focus on cleaning up flood debris. Service will be made up later in the year with an extra pickup scheduled. Sarah Godlewski has announced she will run for Wisconsin's lieutenant governor position, the first Democrat to declare. In Wisconsin, the governor and lieutenant governor are elected separately, with primaries next August deciding the party's tickets. Godlewski is currently the Wisconsin Secretary of State. And Racine County has a higher vaccination rate for young children than the state average. About 70% of the two-year-olds around here have got shots. Health leaders say that number is still too low to prevent the spread of serious diseases. You can read online today about how local officials are trying to boost the numbers. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 5 of the Brewers and Cubs wrapping up their series in Chicago today. Milwaukee losing last night again, this time 4-3 to the Cubs. The Brewers losing 3 in a row after a 14-game winning streak. Pat Murphy on what he said to the team.
Told them how proud I am of them because there's sometimes things don't go your way. And the wind's blowing sometimes. You can't try to, fight it and you break the branches. You know what I mean? If you try to fight it, and you let the branches blow. And they come back and we'll reset. We didn't get the outcome we wanted, but we showed tremendous heart and tremendous relentlessness.
NFL, the Packers and the Seattle Seahawks in their final preseason game this Saturday at Lambeau Field. Kickoff at 3 p.m. Today, the two teams holding a joint practice session in Green Bay. In golf, Sam Weatherhead from Hartford, Wisconsin, finishing 10 under par to win the state open championship at Black Wolf Run in Kohler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You can never have enough comedy, and if it's cringe comedy, that's even better. Tim Robinson's Friendship had a decent showing at the box office thanks to a limited theatrical release and will now be available to stream. In the A24 studio film, Robinson's character is new in the hood and just wants to make a friend, and it ends up almost destroying two lives. Brian Baumgartner played Kevin Malone for the entire run of NBC's The Office. He weighed in recently about the new Office spinoff, The Paper, headed by the same producers as The Office. According to the New York Post, so far, the only cast member from the original Office scheduled to make an appearance is Oscar Nunez. Baumgartner says the show looks fantastic and he would happily reprise his role as Kevin if show creator Greg Daniels came calling. The Paper will premiere September 4th on Peacock and is shot in similar mockumentary style. If you love big action movies but insist on watching these cinematic treasures on the small screen, you're in luck. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is now available to stream. The eighth and possibly last installment of the franchise starring Tom Cruise is now available on demand on Amazon Prime. If you need to play catch-up, you can stream all 7 of the previous Cruise Mission Impossibles if you have a Paramount Plus subscription. If you loved watching Trust Fund Kid influencer and pretend professional boxer Jake Paul dance around the ring with Mike Tyson amid streaming issues on Netflix, you're in luck. Paul will take on the WBA 14th-ranked cruiserweight, that all sounds made up, Gervonta Tank Davis, that also sounds made up. The fight will take place in Atlanta at the State Farm Arena November 14th and only on Netflix, which means you might catch part of it if they figured out their tech issues from the Paul Tyson tap dance. Here's a movie on my radar that should be a big smash based on the classic story and filmmaking team. Frankenstein does not hit theaters until October, but it's directed by multiple Oscar winner Guillermo del Toro and has a solid cast with Jacob Elordi as Frankenstein's monster and Oscar Isaac as Dr. Frankenstein. Mia Goth and Christopher Waltz round out a great ensemble. Frankenstein is based on Mary Shelley's classic novel of the same name. Brian Baumgartner played Kevin Malone for the entire run of NBC's The Office. He weighed in recently about the new Office spinoff, The Paper, headed by the same producers as The Office. According to the New York Post, so far the only cast member from the original Office scheduled to make an appearance is Oscar Nunez. Baumgartner says the show looks fantastic and he would happily reprise his role as Kevin if show creator Greg Daniels came calling. The Paper will premiere September 4th on Peacock and is shot in similar mockumentary style. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point here throughout the day today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. High of 77. Wind will be north to northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, sunny 78. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.